Jeanette Matsuda stood on the periphery of the huddled housekeepers. It was 8 a.m., and 24 of them were crammed into a basement hallway next to the laundry room, gathered for what was called the forum. Every morning, at every Centurion Hotel worldwide, all employees reported for the forum, a 15-minute meeting in each department. Ostensibly, the point of the meetings was to announce operational matters, but they also served as pep talks to reinforce the Centurion's core values, with discussions on ways to improve service. The housekeepers at the Rosarita Bay Centurion Resort and Spa were usually a voluble crew, but this morning, when Mary Wilkerson, the director of housekeeping, asked if anyone had an issue to discuss, no one volunteered. Nervously, Jeanette lifted onto her toes and, peeking over the shoulder of a taller girl, surveyed the group. She rarely spoke at the forums, shy about contributing. She'd been on the job only a year and felt she should defer to the floor supervisors and team leaders. Yet she was among the oldest employees there, 39, and she knew that if she ever hoped to be promoted, she should pipe up occasionally to show leadership potential. "Anyone?" Mary said. "Come on, someone must have something, even if it seems trivial. Nothing's ever trivial here." To Jeanette's surprise, Megan, who was brand new, barely out of high school, raised her hand.
"Oh, good," Mary said. "Yes, Megan?" "There's something that's been driving me crazy."
"Go ahead.
What is it?" "My shoes squeak."
The group snickered.
"No, no, this is a legitimate concern," Mary said. "It's something that would disturb our guests, so that makes it pertinent. Are they new shoes? Have you broken them in?"
"I've had them over 2 weeks," Megan said. "I can't exchange or return them. They were on final sale."
"You have them on?" Mary asked, and when Megan said yes, everyone peered down at her shoes, a cheap-looking pair of black Oxfords.
"Walk around," Mary told her.
The girls cleared a path for Megan and hushed as she marched back and forth on the polished concrete floor. Her shoes indeed squeaked.
"Do they squeak when you're on carpet too?" Mary asked, "or just on hard surfaces?"
"All the time."
"Then it's not the outside sole,"
Clarissa, a floor supervisor, said.
"It's the inside sole rubbing against the bottom. Put baby powder underneath the insole."
Some girls concurred, swearing by Gold Bond. Others disagreed and suggested going wet rather than dry with saddle soap, olive oil, or hand lotion. With everyone debating remedies so seriously, Jeanette got caught up in the discussion and, mustering her pluck, said,
"This may sound bizarre, but Alberto VO5 might work."
"Really?"
asked Emily, a team leader. "You'd be surprised the things you can do with VO5, Jeanette said.
"They still make Alberto VO5?
Someone, Jeanette couldn't see who, asked, eliciting a round of chuckles, and immediately she regretted speaking. Her father had slicked VO5 in his hair for many years. When she was a child, Joe had told her to smear a dab of it to eliminate the cheeping noise in her shoes and had imparted a dozen other applications for the hair cream, making zippers glide easier, hiding scratches on wood, polishing stainless steel, cleaning grease or paint from your hands, breaking in a baseball glove.
"This has more uses than WD-40. Joe had said. "I don't know why they don't advertise it. Just talk about stretching your dollar."
Other girls chimed in with remedies for the squeaking. Silicone spray, super glue, which prompted further debate.
All right, let's move on," Mary said. "We have a very busy day ahead. 142 departures, 155 arrivals. We'll be sold out this weekend with the Equity Summit Conference. And remember, next weekend is Memorial Day, so we need to stay on top of things. Here are our VINPs."
She held up page-sized color photos, images culled from the internet of the very important noble persons, two CEOs and several hedge fund managers.
"Memorize and address them by their names," Mary said. "Why do we go the extra mile with these personal touches?"
"It shows we care," they chorused.
"Yes, you are ambassadors of the Centurion brand. We also have one upcoming celebrity VINP. She won't be arriving until Wednesday, but since word might slip out, I thought I should tell you now. I want to remind you that there should be absolutely no gossip spreading outside the resort that she'll be here. Understood?"
With the other housekeepers, Jeanette nodded and waited for the name of the celebrity. Mary brandished a photo of a pretty middle-aged woman with strawberry blonde hair.
"Mallory Wicks," she said, leaking delight.
"Who?"
a girl next to Jeanette whispered. Most of the other housekeepers did not recognize her either.
"The actress,"
Jeanette whispered back. Mallory Wicks, a former country singer, had starred in a primetime soap opera called City Empire in the mid-90s, and Jeanette recalled following the undulations of her career, sadly more troughs than crests, in entertainment gossip magazines.
Okay. So